Flips up a PDF to these urgent care. Today's date is 02/27/2025. Dictation is for Fernando Rosales. Rosales spells R-O-S-A-L-E-S. Fernando spells F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. Date of birth is 11/13/1965. This is a 59-year-old gentleman here with cough, period. A patient said this cough has been going on for approximately a month or two. He's been trying over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. He said the cough is dry and unproductive, and sometimes it increases at nighttime, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient located. Patient reports a rash on his foot, which he says itches and is scaly. Also said he has his toenail is dark and brittle. Said he has a history of fungus infection of his toenail. One time he used Nizoril, which was about to clear it up, but he said he stopped the medication and the nail has gotten worse, period. Next paragraph. Patient also report that his blood pressure remains elevated. Said he's been taking his medication exactly as prescribed, and said one time he doubled up on his dose of his amlodipine, 10 milligrams, and that helped, period. But he denies chest pain, he denies diaphoresis, denies exertional dyspnea, denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 147 over 86. Pulse 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness of palpation, no rebung, no guarding, no rigidity. He has normal bowel songs. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no anatomical gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert-oriented times 3, cranial nerve 3, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal mood and effect and normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychomycosis, number 2 is prominent hilum, number 3 is cough, number 4, tina corporis. Number 5, hypertension, number 6, obesity, period. Next paragraph, a review of patient's lab, which was done on 02/03/2025 reveal an elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit. Patient's lab will be repeated today, a CBC only to check his hematocrit and hemoglobin. Next paragraph, a chest x-ray was done, PA and lateral. The right hilum is very very prominent. I did order a CT scan with and without contrast to better evaluate his right hilum. Patient was given this consultation and advised to return to the clinic as soon as he completes this exam, period. Next paragraph, please go back to physical examination. Foot is great toe, a second toe, and third toe on both feet. Reveals brittle nail. Nails are hyperpigmented. On the dorsal surface of his foot, he has an erythematous scaly macule with central clearing, well demarcated borders. Next paragraph, back to assessment and plan. Patient was sent home with the following medication: hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams 1 PO daily in the morning, number 90. Next medication, Nizoril AD topical, apply BID for 30 days, number 60 grams. Next medication, ketoconazole 200 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, albuterol inhaler, 90 micrograms, meter dose inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN for cough, period. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if he gets worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.